freedom of speech has become increasingly restricted in China. Today's focus introduces a man who used to work as a TV reporter for the country's state-run broadcaster. Wang Yuan moved to Japan to escape censorship. Now he reports about the day-to-day situation in his homeland from his new base.
Wang Jian was a reporter at state-run China Central Television, CCTV. In May this year, he moved to Japan and started to share his opinions online. In the videos he posts on YouTube, he mainly talks about recent events in China. Most of his viewers are Chinese living abroad, as YouTube is not available in mainland China. One of Wang's topics is online censorship, which was aggressively enforced ahead of the Chinese Communist Party's National Congress last week. The social network account of a university professor who criticized the Chinese government's zero COVID policy was abruptly shut down last month. Wang's videos have been viewed over 53 million times. Viewers have praised his commentaries as unbiased and eye-opening.
High-quality news media is valuable for the tens of millions of Chinese-speaking people around the globe. If the program has a big impact, it will eventually reach mainland China.
Wang started working for CCTV in 1998. He was unable to criticize the Communist Party or report on sensitive topics, such as problems faced by ethnic and religious minorities. But he was eager to find some way to comment on the reality of daily life in China, and he was able to produce programs that tackled certain social issues. These included a terrible mining accident that had been concealed from the public and a village with a large number of cancer cases caused by factory wastewater.
Most people assume that state-run television is a propaganda machine, but not all programs were propaganda at that time.
But after President Xi Jinping took office in 2013, the government's attitude shifted drastically. In 2016, Xi demanded that state-run news organizations vow loyalty to the Communist Party because, in his words, all work by the party's media must reflect the party's will. This new policy drew attention and was widely covered by overseas media. Wang says he was no longer allowed to produce programs that, for example, shed light on wrongdoing at companies and hospitals.
One day, I approached my director with a good story, but I was told there was no need to follow up on it. He couldn't broadcast the kind of stories that had been allowed before.
Wang quit CCTV because he couldn't make programs that interested him. Instead, he started to post articles on social media, gaining over 10 million followers. But in 2019, the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China, all of his social media accounts were suddenly deleted.
Look, there are many people with my name, but no posts by me. I immediately asked around to find out why the government decided to censor me, and some speculated I had become too influential. Not being allowed to speak freely made me feel like I was dead.
After Wang was cut off from journalism, he decided to move to Japan. He's just begun to study Japanese because he realizes he may never be able to go home again. Wang is making a new life for himself in Japan. He says he'll never give up being a journalist, no matter what.
The Chinese government has been cutting off so much information from outside that I feel our society is starting to resemble the Mao Zedong era. Society needs to wake up in order for China to change. More people need to understand what we need to do.
Wang can speak freely in Japan, and by producing his videos in the country, he hopes his voice will eventually reach people in his homeland.
Currently, the number of subscribers to Wang's YouTube channel is rapidly increasing. He raises concern that following the close of the Communist Party Congress, media in China will not be given any opportunity to speak out under the Xi Jinping regime.